Lord Vader? Do you want to kill some rebels? Come on, let's go and play. We never get to any more. Let's win this war before they get away. We used to blast whole planets, but now we don't. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to kill some rebels? I really, really hate those rebels.
Go away.
I hope they die.
Initialize sequence. Jarvis, drop my needle.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
So after last week, I made a mental note that I would never let Mitchell cold open the show again for any reason whatsoever.
Well, you didn't like the butter on your speakers?
We'll just pretend that none of that happened.
I'm sorry.
That's your theme song. Introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Butter Nugget, a.k.a. Mitch here. And across the table from me is the greatest man to ever live.
Thank you. Counselor Jack Lambert, ladies and gentlemen, what's up and welcome back to the Imperial Jamboree, because our buddy is back too.
I can see him this time. Hi.
Hey.
Wow. What a letdown. Like we casually spot you walking through the mall. Hey, it's Ryan. Hey. And then you keep walking.
Hey.
So fuck those guys. I don't want to talk to them. So, Ryan, you got a guest there with you, huh?
Yes, I do.
You want to introduce
my good buddy and housemate, Joe Freeman?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you? So, Joe has been with us before, actually. I know. I'm talking over you. That's kind of what I do because I can't see you. I see Ryan. And his, there you are. Ryan and his snazzy Book of Mormon look he's got going on there tonight. Is that your uniform?
What's that? My uniform's on. I just put the sweater on because it's cold here.
Yeah.
He's an extra in the Book of Mormon, just in production, Richmond.
Nice. Except for I know he hates musicals, so there's that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're understudy or something?
I don't hate musicals. I just don't like performing in them because I don't feel like I'm musically talented.
You can't sing. You can't dance. You're a letdown to the African-American community, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Joe has been with us before, way back in episode 12, which was originally posted on February 10th of 2014, which you now can check out because I've been getting off my lazy ass and actually posting all the old podcasts. So if you want to hear Joe, if you're so impressed with him this time that you want to hear him again, hear younger Joe from a year ago, you can actually do that.
Thanks, Jack. Now I got that stupid Michael Jackson song stuck in my head. Can't dance. Yellow underwear now.
Whatever.
I think that reference is going right over Joe and I's head.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it went over everybody's head. Everybody's now scratching their fucking heads going, what?
Classic Butter Nugget.
Thanks.
What is he talking about?
He just lost
about?
Like 5 listeners. I just can't fucking stand this anymore. We're done.
It was probably the 5 that come over from Panelverse. No big deal. Those guys are gone. So anyway, weekend box office. I actually tried to go see American Sniper this weekend and was unsuccessful because I had a very limited window that my youngin was going to be away, and we had to pick her up by 10, and there was no way we were going to be able to see it. But checking out the. And no one else saw it. No one saw it.
No.
Okay. We are going to see it, but or I'm going to see it for sure. I know about.
I heard there was a fake plastic baby in the movie.
There's a fake baby in the in the movie. You're
Isn't
absolutely
there a whole
correct.
Controversy going on about that?
Who cares?
What controversy? Who's mad about it?
I know. If you can make a movie with a fake baby and still get nominated for best picture, we are in the wrong business. Why are we podcasting and not making movies? I can make a whole movie with just a fake baby cast.
Yeah.
I could.
I can see you walking around Magic Kingdom with a fake baby.
Fake babies everywhere. So anyway, looking at the weekend box office, on our Facebook a couple days ago, we posted that George Lucas is whining to anybody that'll listen, basically, that Disney will not use his ideas for Episode 7.
Shucker.
And the caption that we put was, "The only person surprised by this is George Lucas. No one else is absolutely surprised." So in case you didn't know, he has a new movie opening this weekend called Strange Magic. And it bombed. It bombed terribly. It came in at number 7 in its opening weekend. And it's a family film. And family films usually do well, especially with like American Sniper and some hard R-rated movies currently out there that all the Oscar goers are trying to see.
The problem is the movie just came out of nowhere. I mean, you didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it until like a week before they released it. And
right. I
thought Lucasfilm was part of the whole Disney buyout.
Yeah. So the question I want to throw out there is: are any of us surprised by this? That Strange Magic bombed and came in at number 7. Ryan, I'll start with you.
Was George Lucas directly involved? Because no, not even a little surprised.
Right. But George Lucas was credited as the writer.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not even a little surprised. I remember watching the special features of Revenge of the Sith when I was like 15. And he was like, I remember he was coming to the studio and they were designing General Grievous. And he was like, "Oh man, you guys are like working really hard. I should we're supposed to start filming next month. I guess I should work on like get started on that script." I'm like, "The script isn't ready, and you're shooting in a month? What?" So no, not even a little surprised. Like clearly, he's a first draft kind of guy, and his ideas aren't that great.
Right.
I think their mortal sin was to not hire a big name actor to put on the thing.
Yeah.
And that's why it didn't do that well, because no one cares that George Lucas involved or not. It's a bunch of kids.
Well, that's what they're banking on, that George Lucas is, I mean, his name's all over it.
George Lucas' name means nothing. Everyone who once loved his work now hates him for making it. So, you know, he's back to zero with his fans, basically.
Truth.
I think George Lucas has a better eye on what visually it should be, but as in story, not always the greatest.
Well, in story, he has done quite a few good things that other people have taken the reins on. Looking at you, Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark. However, when left on his own, especially as a director, he's not good. He is not good at all. I mean, starting with American Graffiti, which was his first breakout movie. He did a bunch of other shorts and documentaries and shit, but American Graffiti, I'm sorry, THX 1138 was the first, but that's not good either. It's got a lot of cult following, but it's not great. American Graffiti is really good. And then you've got Star Wars, A New Hope, then nothing until Episode 1, 2, and 3, which we all know were terrible. And then if you string up all of his other stinkers, like Willow, like Howard the Duck, like Red Tails, now Strange Magic is in there. Yeah.
That's weird, because it's one of those classic movies that everyone
Willow is Star
about.
Wars with fucking knights and witches and shit. That's exactly what it is.
I didn't think about that.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's true. So, you know, I'm really sad for George that he's out there running around telling, again, anybody who will listen that Disney didn't want his ideas, and I don't know why it's such a shock to him. Poor guy's in denial, I guess.
Yeah, it's... It's just, it's so weird, like, you know, we spent, like, the better part of the 2000s, like outright hating him and, like, talking nothing but shit about him, to the point that he decided that he didn't want to do sequels anymore because he was like, oh, well, why would I do anything? Everybody just hates me. And now he's like, well, Disney won't take my ideas. No, man. That's why you sold it.
Right.
He just needs to step back now and just be the money man for films.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He just needs to step back and count his money and shut the fuck up. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, same.
So, all right. Well, another big bombshell, I guess, announcement that Marvel made was that the Marvel Universe in comic books, I should preface with, as we know it, is going away. And this is totally Ryan's category, so we will turn it over to Counselor Ryan Mason of the Panelverse podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us what's going on.
I was about to like bow, but then I realized, oh, wait, he's making fun of me. So I'm going to hold that bow. So Marvel is working on a big like crossover event called Secret Wars, and this is the second time. Technically the third time they've done a Secret Wars. It's going to start in April. It's supposed to last through August, I believe. And what they're saying is that this Secret Wars is like going to be the end of the Marvel Universe. I don't know. Let me read exactly what they said.
It's basically what they won't admit is that it's, what they won't admit is like that it's a fusing of the two universes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they don't want to admit that is probably because they're going to shed a lot of stuff. It seems like they're more just blowing it, both of them up. And then the remains are what's left is what's going to be what we look at.
Yeah. There's a big, smash of the only two main Marvel universes is like the regular 616 and then the Ultimate Universe, which is 610,
which is just Spider-Man right now, right? They added everything else except for that story. So
that's the only one that's like ever been doing like well consistently.
Felt like it needed some music. Keep talking.
It's the underscore, dude. It's rocking too.
Hold on, we can't hear you. Go ahead.
All right. So,
okay. Go ahead.
I really don't trust you.
All right, really, I'll stop. Hands up.
Swear to God, Jack. Okay, so. Before I'd heard about this bit of news, I had heard from others that the plan was that the new comic lines were going to be more directly related to the cinematic universe, so that they were like, so they're actually either this summer or next summer, they're going to start a new Black Panther line. So I assume it's something in the same vein of the, like what Star Wars is doing with resetting all their canon, like trying to make it all, you know, one line, like comics, games, movies, it's all the same universe.
Gotcha. So, I mean, my take on it is I think it's kind of good. I've said before that they really need to hook people from the that are only seeing the films into reading comics. And I think with 60 some years of backstory, for someone just mm-hmm. to jump in. Like, I've seen articles where it says, okay, you've seen Iron Man. Now, where do you want to start reading comics? And it's like, read this, read this, read this. And it's just all this old shit. Where in my head, it makes sense. Okay, let's read it from number one and keep going. But then if you go back to number one, the stories are so antiquated and just that very cheesy, kitschy type of what they were doing in the gold, bronze age. Yeah, what they were doing in the Bronze Age. So, you know, it's kind of hard, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree. I guess like my worry about what they're doing is like, and they like they would be totally right to do it, but like I'm worried that the retooling of it would be more directed towards kids, and that it should, because comics legitimately are for kids, but It's like the problem. My problem with Rebels is so it's so Disney. It's so childish that I can't get into it. I feel like I don't have an access to it. And while it's cool to like do that for the younger audience, it's I don't know. It's kind of like a fuck you to the other people who have been around since, not necessarily the beginning, but like have been around long enough and know all these heroes and know all their stories. And then you know you just say, all right, well, fuck it, it's done.
It's the Dora of Star Wars.
Yeah. It's the Dora, it's Aladdin, you know, and it's just like
Billy Dee was it the other day.
I heard about that. I haven't even watched Rebels since the second episode because it was just so hard to get into. Hopefully, you know, second season it'd be like Clone Wars that they like get their feet in their footing and it works better, but right now I can't get into it. And I guess I'm just worried that the same thing will happen with Marvel, that I don't feel the same sort of like connection that I feel for it right now.
It's because you're growing up, Ryan.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Sure.
That's what it is. No more funny books for you.
No more SpongeBob.
Yeah, I guess I'll just go read The Theory of Everything.
Joe, you got anything to say? I know you're a comic reader too, right?
No, I'm actually not.
Well,
just
fuck
kind
it. You ruined it for me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's hold on.
I was just gonna say. It's why I'm a little excited about this because it's sort of like I can start reading now because I also had the problem of I don't know where to start.
Right.
Because I didn't really have access to it as a kid.
Just do what I do and don't start.
What?
Keep talking, Ryan. What are you doing?
See? These audio bits, they're so goddamn like startling. What am I supposed to do with that?
What are you supposed to do with me so horny? There's a lot of stuff you can do with me so horny.
The only things here are Joe and my dog.
Hey, you got some peanut butter? You can fix that.
Shut up, Mitch.
Wow. Mitch just made me legit do a spit take. That was pretty good. I wasn't expecting something so funny out of you. All right. So, excited about this? No, not really, because you think they're going to kiddify it?
No, I mean, I guess... I don't know. I'm wary of it. I'm wary of it because of Star Wars. Like I respect it. I will probably most definitely still read it when it starts, but I'm wary. I guess I'm scared.
I don't know. Marvel has their shit together way more than George Lucas does. So, and there's many different hands in Marvel. I mean, even Stan Lee, he's the figurehead now. He's got really nothing to do with the day-to-day operation. So. You can't put a face to Marvel like you can with Star Wars and say, you have fucked this up. So, I I've made this argument before, too. I think that people that respect the stories and love the stories and want the stories to continue will make sure that they're doing a good job and continuing to entertain and put out good product even with the mouse involved.
Absolutely.
And the mouse wants to make money, so they're not going to put out shit product either.
True that. True
unless it's I'll... season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hey, man, that got better. So I guess that'll be my... All right, that got better. So I'll just... I'm hoping Rebels gets better. I'm hoping if Marvel starts off kind of that it'll get its footing. So we'll see. I guess we'll see. Wait and see.
Cool. You got anything to add?
Most of that stuff just went over my head. Too bad you have cats.
Too bad what?
You have cats.
And on that note, we're going to change gears.
What about the cats?
Nothing.
He's making bestiality jokes that are not funny.
I failed on the second attempt.
Mitch, like, just take your win, man.
I know.
very often.
Well, no, because if I did take the wind, he probably would have spewed all over my computer, and then we would have lost you. See? Logic kicks in. What?
Oh,
what? What did I say?
The show is going in a bizarre place.
All right, well, then let's move on.
Okay. What do you want to move on to?
Well, we can move. Since you brought up Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., we can talk about Agent Carter.
Oh, Agent Carter. A good Marvel show.
One that I've not been able to watch recently. Stupid.
It hasn't been on because you had State of the Union address was on, and this weekend, this upcoming weekend is like Super Bowl, so I think it's gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So what's out is out. I think it's been the pilot and then another episode.
Yeah, and every episode I've DVR'd has been like a shitty quality or something. It keeps stuttering. Thank you, Bray House.
What do you think about Agent? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We beat that baby to death. What do you think about Agent Carter, Ryan?
I actually haven't been able to catch it yet. Is it on Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Okay, then yeah, I'll probably watch that tomorrow before I go to class.
Is it everything on Hulu?
I don't know.
Hulu's like better than Netflix now.
With TV shows, I'd agree with that.
Netflix just got The Interview, so you can now watch it for free.
Really?
Yeah, I paid whatever.
Okay, I might have to do that since everyone else has been watching it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. Have you still only seen that half of it that you saw when we talked about it?
Yeah, still seen half, yeah.
I finished it. It's great. I really like it.
Yeah? I was on the fence. Yeah. So,
what did you not like about it?
I just think that whole comedy team and writers and everything else is just getting stale. Like, they just keep putting the same shit out over and over and over again. And they kind of need to stop.
I don't know, man. I think after all the controversy that surrounded this whole thing, their next stuff might be really good. Some really good stuff might come out of this. Or it could be, you know, it could be shitty.
Could be the same shit.
Yeah, it could be the same old shit. But I think some new stuff might come out of this.
I hope so, because I really enjoy them, and I keep spending money hoping that they'll fucking be good. And then nothing's ever going to live up to Superbad, Pineapple Express, 40-Year-Old Virgin, all that type of stuff. It's just been there, seen that type of deal right now, I think.
I liked Neighbors.
Man. Well,
that was fun.
That wasn't even... they just produced it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that was kind of okay, too.
I knew Seth Rogen, he wrote it.
No, Seth Rogen didn't write it.
I thought he wrote Neighbors.
He might have done some punch-ups. He didn't write it, though.
Huh. Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he did, because I remember he was on somebody's show, and he was talking about how he was writing it, and his wife gave him advice on how to write it.
Let's go to the wonders of Google. Are you typing, Ryan?
Yes.
Sounds like you're fucking writing a novel.
Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Stop. Shut up. Shut up.
No, you are correct, sir. He did not write it.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah. Good. All right, Mitch. Well, then you lead us into Agent Carter. You know,
the
we started
one,
talking about that like 10 minutes ago.
The one episode or the 1 hour I've seen?
I have a clip. I don't really have a... have like a trailer or anything, but I can play the clip. Hold on just a second. Let me get it up here.
Watch, it'll be 2 minutes of nothingness.
Mm. How you coming on that novel you're working on?
You are a sucker.
big stack of papers there. Got a nice little story you're working on there. Maybe a big novel you've been working on for 3 years. Huh? Got a compelling protagonist. Yeah, got an obstacle for him to overcome. Huh? Little story brewing there, working on that for quite some time. Huh? Yeah, talking about that 3 years ago. Yeah, been working on that the whole time. Nice little narrative, beginning, middle, and end. Some friends become enemies. Some enemies become friends. Yeah. At the end, your main character is richer for the experience. Yeah. 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 You got to you deserve some time off.
World's longest in-joke right there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's Agent Carter.
Mm.
grandfather.
Colleen.
I can't feel my feet. They let 10 girls go yesterday.
Did they say why?
Because 10 more GIs got discharged. I had to show a guy from Canarsie how to use a rivet gun. Oh, I think I have tuberculosis.
Thanks, by the way. You loaned this to me last night while you're at work.
It looks better on you. Kind of thing might really catch a man's eye. Say on a date?
Well, don't hold your breath, especially with tuberculosis.
You know, there's a difference between being an independent woman and a spinster.
Is it the shoes? Clock out, pull the curtains and sleep. Peggy's orders.
Okay. If I don't see you, remember, we're going to the movies on Saturday. I have the night off.
I'll try. You know how busy the office keeps me.
Peg, you work at the phone company. It ain't life and death.
Darling, you have no idea.
So I guess if you haven't seen the show, that just sounded like some type of lead up to some lesbian porn. I should have picked a better clip.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I was like, what was it?
Darling.
Great, great story.
Five years.
All right. Well, since that great clip told you nothing, basically Agent Carter is I forgot what department she's in already.
The SIS.
Yes.
Was SSR?
Huh?
That was SSR.
No.
According to that lady from the clip, she works for the telephone company.
Yes. It's like Men in Black. They go into like this operator's room and they start switching cables and door opens and they go into it. let me confirm so that we don't give out wrong information.
Yes. Well, she's part of this organization that's basically, you know, looking at terrorism and other threats and stuff like that. They were they set up after Captain America disappeared, and so she's kind of being treated as a office girl. And Howard Stark has a private vault of weapons that he keeps because they're too dangerous to give out. Unfortunately, that vault has been broken into and all of his stuff stolen. So this organization thinks he is a terrorist group or part of a terrorist group. And then Howard Stark comes over to Peggy in secret and basically asks her to help clear his name and find these weapons and stop them before they could be used.
Right. And it is the SSR, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it out.
One tick for you. So it's basically the story of Peggy Carter and her working the Howard and trying to clear his name, but at the same time she's got a lot of struggles in her life, you know, who to trust, what to trust, people she loses. Again.
And that's it. And now you don't have to watch it because Butternugget just told you everything.
Oh, I didn't give you.
Because let's face it, finding a man in the 40s was tough business.
Yeah.
Didn't they just run in and grab what they want, and if they didn't get it, just slap the bitch around?
Yeah. That's why I was.
That's what I heard.
It's tough.
So, yeah, agents of, God damn it, I keep wanting to say that, agents of Carter, not to be confused with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of Carter. Agent Carter is actually a better show than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. all the way around. To me, it feels more like the MCU. It's fun, it's colorful, it's got action, there's none of this mopey emo fucking does he love me not drama.
Yeah.
It's just out there. And I think, Mitch, you touched on this when we were talking about it privately one day. I think that, that it's because it's a mini series. They have to kind of pack all that stuff in where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're like, oh, this shit can go for fucking ever. Yeah. It's at least going to go until Ultron opens. So we can drag this shit out. But with Agent Carter, we need to come in and make our point and get out of there really quick.
Exactly. It's that, you know, they're just filling time in between seasons or mid-seasons, because now they like to break up these seasons in half. But it's a good time for them to also – I think that's what we taught too. It's like, could they possibly trialing some ideas to use for another series, maybe, or to put into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Or is that also possible?
Could be. Ryan, what do you think?
I don't I was like, I was very excited to when I heard that Agents of Carter. When Agent Carter was happening, I was disappointed to hear that it was only a mini series. I definitely agree with Jack's sentiment of like, okay, they have 7 episodes or so to like get this plot line done. And I've always said that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s problem was that, like, especially in the first season, that it didn't have a direction. And now that it does, it's going somewhere. So this, like definitely, like, fits into that argument of, like, yeah, it does, you're absolutely right. It probably does feel like a part of this MCU because it has a direction. It knows what it's doing, and it knows how to do it. And it's just well-founded. And they've learned from, like, the mistakes they made in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
I'll say this. It's another topic we'll talk about in another show. But I hope they don't finish the story. I actually hope that the end of the series will come and they'll leave open loops for another miniseries, for another break or something like that, and help just let it continue on with another half of the story. Because she's the part of the founding group for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, and yeah. That's what I was going to say. They've already finished this story in the Marvel one-shot that was on Avengers TV. It's on one of the Blu-rays. But anyway, the way the series fits, if you want to put a nice little timeline on things, is right in the fucking middle. Like,
okay.
Of the one-shot. Yeah. Of the one-shot, it starts, she's working at SSR, everybody's miserable to her, she goes out, she solves this case, Howard Stark shows up. She's now director of the first incarnation of S.H.I.E.L.D. So the show actually fits right in the middle. So since that one shot, spoiler alert, I suppose I should have said if you haven't seen it, has already brought that around, the only place that they can go is to do some type of prequel to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and be like, hey, this is where it all started. But then maybe they will call it Agents of Carter.
Yeah. Could be. That'd be kind of weird.
So
I can't for that show.
Yeah,
I can't
get on watching it, man. It's good.
Okay, we definitely will do.
Way better than that State of the Union address that was on the other night. Did you know that the greatest threat to national security right now is global warming? I don't know about you. It's fucking cold. I live in Florida. It's like 40 degrees outside right now. And it's snowing in old Virginia, so.
Not going to get into political debates.
I can tell you one thing. The polar ice caps aren't going to behead people.
Not going to bite that hook.
The polar ice caps aren't going to behead people, Ryan.
No, they're going to be book writers.
PBR. PB&J.
Don't.
All right. You sure you don't want to go down this road?
PBR, the drink of political indifference.
That's true. The drink of rednecks everywhere. I bet you way more conservatives drink PBR than liberals.
Never been to VCU. Yeah. You have never been to VCU is what I'd say.
Yeah, I've been to VCU. All right, so last week we also talked about Gallivant a little bit, and since your description of Agents of Carter was so so riveting, Ryan. Mitch.
Thank you.
This is a great episode, guys. I should do this more often. Mitch, since it was so riveting, go ahead and tell us about Gallivant.
All right. I'll try not to be spoiler on this time.
You can spoil it because Ryan hasn't seen it. So make Ryan a believer. He's going to watch Agent Carter, whether we tell him to or not. So make him a believer as to why we should watch Gallivant.
All right. Gallivant is a nice, not fairy time story, but definitely, medieval-like fantasy story of knight gone into, I'm trying to think of the right word, recession after losing his girlfriend to the king, and let's say time passes, kingdoms do what the kings do and stuff like that, and princess comes to get him to save her kingdom. So there's a whole, you know, coming back from ground bottom to this kingdom. And you're shaking your head. It's like, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
You're not selling anybody
stop
on watching
right there,
this show.
Mitch.
All right, let's put it this way.
Give me three more shows like this by Tuesday.
Great story. Alan Menken, music, catchy music. All right. Knights, princess, pirates, kings, bad kings, good. Well, no, not really good kings. Bad kings and bad kings. Well, stupid kings. How about that? Bad kings and stupid kings. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I lost you.
Jack, do you have like a clip or something that I could listen to?
No, you're supposed to be sold off of just this alone.
Oh, I suck at this.
You sold me enough to want to like look it up so I see like if it's...
what the hell it actually is about? Yeah. All right, I do have a clip. And I like this clip because... Weird Al is in it, and he plays a monk. And as Mitch briefly touched on, it is a musical show written by Alan Menken, who, for the uninformed, did a whole lot of the Disney stuff, starting with, like, The Little Mermaid and forward. Menken has pretty much had his hand
in all
of that
Mermaid,
stuff.
They did a Little Mermaid reference joke. It was hilarious.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, so here's what?
I said, shit, now I'm sold.
Yeah. Where do I find that?
They put a lot of humor, like funny humor that we understand, but there's also a play on some words from things that Alan Menken's done, too.
So about that clip, here's Weird Al and his merry monks singing their song.
Welcome to our abbey, the best in the domain, the order of our father, a perpetual refrain, and we're the monks. Hey, hey, we're the monks.
Backstory, please.
Valencian monks all take a vow of singing.
No problem.
Kill me.
Come in if you are weary, there's food if you would dine, plus 31 varieties of sacramental wine, and we're the monks. Hey, hey, we're the monks. I'm the smart one. I'm the cute one.
I'm the shy one. Peek-a-boo.
And I'm the bad boy, but not so bad, because I'm a monk.
Bless you.
We seek shelter, water for our horses, and a bath for my friend.
Fetch the holy water and holy soap as well, because holy guacamole, that won't reach the holy hell, and we're the monks. Hey, 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 we're the monks.
We are
jazz hands.
So there you go.
Nice. It actually did sell me on it.
It's
yeah,
really, really funny. And there's a lot of things, like everybody, love them or hate them, musicals draw out the best or the worst in people. And this show totally just makes fun of the fact that it's a musical. Right down to that part where she said, you know, the monks take a vow of singing and Gallivant says, kill me. So they make a lot of jokes like that. Like, it's very tongue-in-cheek. It reminds me a lot of a Monty Python-esque show. It's just the humor in it and the comedy and everything. If you've seen it, it's just very Monty Python, very silly, kind of Brit humor for sure.
Cool. Yeah, again, just like Joe said, that was really funny. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I've actually saved them all on my DVR because it's so short. Again, miniseries, fill in time before the big shows come back. Probably back-to-back, it's like 3 hours minus commercials. It's really short.
It was four nights of 2 half-hour episodes. Like, they made them half-hour episodes, but then they put two of them back-to-back.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. I can't recommend it enough. People that I know that hate musicals and hate theater and hate everything else really enjoy Gallivant. Plus, it's Alan Menken who's done most of the Disney stuff, which people tend to love regardless of how terrible it is. So it's just catchy and good.
So throw some actor names out there to see if any of them stand out. You have Joshua Sassy, who's Gallivant.
Nope.
Timothy Amidson? I'm good at these names.
You are way off your game tonight, sir.
I know. It's King Richard.
Yep.
Mallory.
He's on Psych, apparently, if anybody has watched Psych.
Yeah.
Which everybody tells me to watch, but it's like 8 seasons, and I don't have that much time to
binge
watch
8
seasons. Have you been told to watch Psych before?
I've watched Psych a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've watched, like, the first 6 episodes. I like it. I don't have the attention span for like a TV series.
Not to go through that, 8 seasons anyway.
Yeah.
Mallory Jensen plays Madelena, who's the girl that started this whole downfall of Gallivant.
The only actor that I recognized was Vinnie Jones, because he's in like a lot of the Guy Ritchie movies. He's in Snatch. He's in Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels. He was in The Condemned with Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it was really funny to see him in something other than like a serious action.
He was an X-Men.
Liverpool. He was an X-Men, yeah. Liverpool. He was, help me, Ryan. He was Juggernaut, wasn't he?
Was he?
I think so.
Look
it up, Mitch.
I'm looking it up.
Pretty sure he was Juggernaut. But anyway, and then there's a black kid on the show. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, this fucking kid looks so familiar. Where have I seen this kid before? And so I'm looking at his credits, and he was the kid in Harry Potter that is announcing the Quidditch games.
Magnitude.
Yes, and then that was my next thing. He's Magnitude. So I was like, oh, that's why he looks so familiar.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Pop, pop.
Exactly. Mitch is still looking up my Juggernaut reference, but.
You were correct.
Thank you.
He was Kane Marco.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch.
All
right. I don't know all these characters.
Hey, isn't that Juggernaut?
And then the princess was Paula Gascoigne or something.
It's a bunch of unknowns, which is great. Yeah.
They threw in some known names like Guy Ritchie, obviously.
Eddie Gervais was in it.
Yeah.
So it's good. Check it out. We spent enough time on this. Mitch is just rambling on.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, not that I can think of. I'm just wasting everyone's time.
Can you just describe the show again? Because that was the best.
That was good.
It was. It's not fairy time, but it's like fantasy medieval. What the hell is fairy time?
Fairy time is what Mitch has sometimes.
it's humor based, but like funny humor, right. not like sad.
Not
humor.
Serious humor, just funny humor.
Nah. Whatever.
Sorry, Mitch.
Another quality Imperial Jamboree. It's the airwaves. Thank you. We do this every week. We're here all the time.
We'd like to thank.
We tried to be.
We'd like to thank the Polar Ice Caps. We'd like to thank Ryan's novel. Look for that soon. And we'd like to thank Butter Nugget, as always, for making us have a good time. But not like a good time, like a sad good time, but like a good time.
like a happy good
like time. A happy good time.
Like a smiling good time.
Like a fairy time.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right, let's put this baby to bed. Ryan, you got the honors this week?
All right.
I think in honor of Billy Dee Williams being on Star Wars Rebels, we haven't done that in a while. Let's see if our good friend's available.
As always, campers, you can find us at www.facebook.com/Imperial Jamboree. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as imperialjamboree.podomatic.com. You can also find us on Twitter at imperial_jam. Back to you, the greatest man who ever lived.
Who ever Jack. Lived? When did you die?
Can you say Colt 45?
Colt 45.
Works every time. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Thank you for gracing us with your presence again. Send Ryan back in, please.
Oh, man. Was Billy Dee Williams here?
Missed him again.
I must have missed him.
I started I always crying. Miss him. It's terrible. All right. So as I said earlier in the show, I have finally started uploading all the episodes. I think I got through like 15 now. So if you're getting a bunch of, if you've already subscribed to us and you're getting a bunch of emails and shit from me, I apologize. But I've warned you about this. I brought this up in, before Thanksgiving that I was going to start doing it. So hopefully if you joined us late, you're enjoying the older episodes. Some of them are really fucking bizarre. Not quite as bizarre as this show has been, but really fucking bizarre because I was listening back to them as I was posting them. Also, I found out, I may have teased this, I don't know. I found out that we were gonna talk about a Star Wars event that we're doing at work, but then I was told by my marketing team if I said that I was an employee of Legoland Florida that I couldn't talk about it. So,
oh, bummer.
So there you go. So if anybody attends the Lego Club weekend presented by featuring Star Wars Miniland or whatever the hell we're calling it and want to come on the show that is not a Legoland employee, we'd be happy
we
to
We do have one person on our show that's not a Legoland employee. But
he lives
here.
In Virginia.
So we just videotaped the crap.
The crap. I'm sure marketing will love hearing you say that.
I'm interviewing. Sorry.
We'll just tape the crap. It'll be okay.
If you listen to the show, you would hear a lot more worse things.
So anyway, we're not going to talk about that unless you, a listener, want to give your critique on that. So we'll leave it at that. Ryan, what are you going to be doing? Digging yourself out of the snow?
When? Tomorrow?
Just any time before we meet again.
Yeah, probably.
Liar! You're going to sit in the house and drink PBR. Work on that novel. Yeah. Mitch, what about you?
No, I don't really. No, you know what? One thing, they're doing previews of Cinderella at Hollywood Studios, so I might take a jog up there to take a look at that.
Have a little fairy tale.
Yeah, you can let us know how that goes because I'm so not interested.
Yeah, me neither. I heard they're doing another live action, and it's Beauty and the Beast, and Emma Watson was cast as Belle.
Yeah, I saw that today too. I don't know if I'm excited about that either.
Eh. I like Beauty and the Beast.
I think these live action scenes are an interest of theirs because everyone kind of, or there's a big art craze for them when they do those photoshopped images of celebrities in classic story scenes.
Right. That's fair.
Fairy time scenes.
Fairy time scenes?
So, that's that. All right. Joe, thanks for joining us again. I'm glad it was just as awkward as it was last time for you.
I don't think it was awkward, but probably was.
Yeah. It was not the best episode ever. It was better because you were with us. How about that?
Oh, you're very sweet.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening, even though you're only Ryan's roommate.
No problem.
How many times have you listened to our show?
Versus Panelverse?
You ruined the fucking joke, Mitch. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
She told me she loved me on what used to be a hit TV show. I can't believe I got sucked into that phony reality world just like everyone else. I became the very thing I was mocking.
Well, I know it hurts now, Brian, but look at the bright side. You have some new material for that novel you've been writing. You know, novel you've been working on? You know, the one you've been working on for 3 years? You know, the novel? You got something new to write about now, you know? Maybe your main character gets into a relationship? Suffers a little heartbreak? Something like what you've just been through? Draw from a real-life experience? Little heartbreak? You know? Work it into the story? Make those characters a little more three-dimensional? A little richer experience for the reader? Make those second 100 pages really keep the reader guessing what's going to happen? Some twists and turns? Little epilogue? Everybody learns the hero's journey isn't always a happy one?
Yeah, I look forward to reading it.